Oh, you want to start a pet business, actually a pet food business, and you're looking for $5,000, $50,000 to start a business like this in Virginia. Well, that really sounds like a wonderful thing to do, mainly because actually I was looking at data recently because I was getting into another thing in the animal business, and man, it's got a growth industry. I mean, all the pet businesses are growing, and actually, you know, it's interesting, you know, and growing a lot. Like it grew 50% in the last two decades. You know? I don't know what else grew, whether it be besides maybe my stomach. You know? But the other thing is that millennials are big into pets. I mean, you go downtown Washington, D.C., where my millennial sons live, yeah? And all these people, man, there's pets all over. You know? And what's interesting, because you want to do food that's better than normal dog food and specialty food, you know, which sounds great because millennials are more into specialty foods and health and, you know, organic grown things and all those new things that are on the growth now. So that's why you being into this business. But anyway, let's get back. I broke down the categories of sources. I'm sending you a document report with this too, so you get that. And there'll be attached ebooks along with that, video ebooks. And the first thing we're going to cover, like government sources of grants and help. So other help too, because I want to make sure while I'm telling you sources, I want to talk about other sources you may be able to use there besides just the money sources. And then we're going to cover crowdfunding. Now, this is a new way of getting money to do any kind of venture. I'm really excited about that, and that's good. And then I'm going to talk about alternative business loans. I mean, everybody thinks a business loan is a bank. Now, that's not true anymore. You know, that's the last place to go for a business loan, particularly if you need money. If you don't need money, you go to the bank. So there's all these other options, you know. I mean, they're as good as like 0% interest and things like that. So you should be aware about that, even if now or even later. And another thing we're going to cover at the end, too, is the other options of doing this without even using money. See, there may be other ways to do that. Okay, now let's get right into it. Okay, your state. This is the first place I would go to, you know, if I was starting in Virginia, starting a business in Virginia, any kind of business. And if you go to, I got the link there in the report, yesvirginia.org. And then on there, you'll see something called business incentives. And see, these are money programs and other incentives that they have at the state level for you to start any kind of business, grow a business, buy a business, all that kind of stuff. And what you should do is actually, they have a, on that site there, they have a guide to incentives. And download that, and you'll see, I mean, there's like 50 to 100 programs in there. Most of them are for big corporations, but also for small businesses too. So make sure you know all about them, keep them there, and technical assistance and tax incentives. I mean, tax incentives, you're probably not interested in now because you got to make money to pay taxes to get the tax incentive. You know, and if you're starting a business, so that's not an issue. So there, and your guide to incentives. And see, there's also special other kinds of money there you will see that you probably never even thought of. Things like money to train your employees, you know. And this is grant money, see. And you never even thought about that. So that's why we're going over these sources. These are sources you should know about as your business grows and whatever. And also like selling overseas. I mean, there's offices at this state level that will find you customers overseas, find people to distribute for you overseas. It's things that consultants will charge you tens of thousands of dollars for, they will do for free. Now, the other thing in that list of incentives you should take a look at is something, let's see what... Loans, they are a small business micro loan program. Okay, here it's in the printout there too. So businesses, especially a small business specialty, a micro loan up to $25,000. So again, it's a loan, it's not a grant, I understand that. But that would be something if you're looking for money, because that's really, again, an alternative source of money. These are loans that you wouldn't be able to get at the bank. See, what they do is make them easier for. So that's a state government. Now, the other thing you should be aware of, because where you live in Luray, you're probably in the rural area, and the Department of Agriculture has grants and loans and things like that. So here, the Department of Agriculture, the Office of Rural Development, and I got a link there, it'll show you, has a whole list of programs that are available from the Department of Agriculture. And the main important thing is rural rural micro entrepreneur assistance programs. And click on that, and what you want to do is find your local office. It's listed there about financial assistance, you know, and gosh, just ask about the program. See, a lot of the money, you don't even know what to do. The local people don't know. So you have to call the office in Richmond. They'll give you the local number, and you got the local rural development office, and they'll tell you about those programs. And the one I think particularly you want to know more about is a rural micro enterprise assistance program, because that's what you are, a micro enterprise. You're starting a very small business. So whether it's grants or loans or whatever they have, see, they have a whole bunch of other grants and loans there. Now, the other thing you have to do is go to the local level. So this means your county and state there, I mean your city. So the county gets money that you may not be available and aware of, and they don't even know about it. You know, that's the problem. Nobody knows, because a lot of this money that goes, it's not even identified as business money or small business grants or whatever. It'll be called like a block grant or something like that. And that's federal money that goes to the state, and then the state gives it out to counties or cities and things like that. So you want to know if there's any of those kinds of things there. And when you contact them, you know, at Page County there, don't say you're looking for a grant or whatever, because so many things that are available in the government, you know, are misnomered. I mean, there are loans you don't have to pay back, you know, so what the heck, you don't mind one of those, right, if you don't have to pay it back. But for some reason, they want to call it a loan, but you don't have to pay it back. So that's why what you want to do when you contact these people is ask for financial assistance. What kind of financial assistance programs? You know, we're starting a new business, and we want to know what locally there at Page County. And also be aware of your, I'm sure maybe you know this now, your business development center. You have one there in the Valley, Small Business Development Center. Now, they're great for startups. I mean, they don't have money themselves, but they may know of little pockets of money. And also, they provide all kinds of counseling and, you know, legal help and any kind of technical help that you need. They could probably get it for you. I mean, that's what they're there for. They get paid a lot of money. They get grants from the government to help you start your business and grow it. Because, see, all these state, local, and federal people want you to start your business because you're going to create a job. That's what it's all about. And tell you the truth, in rural areas, I think where you are, that they're more interested in that now than ever before. Also, at the development center there, you could see they have a conference coming up that sounds right up your alley. It's called Business of Food Conference. And that's going to be a little later on in the year. But so that they're interested in the food industry there. You know, so that may be of helpful to you. And I also have a video here of interview of people who run a small business development center. They're professional people. They get grants from the government to provide their services for free. That's why it's hard to find these people when you Google them, because the people you find on Google are the people paying money to make sure you see them, you know. And the people have no money to advertise. They're back on page 37 of your Google search, and you'll never find them. Also, remember that I have an interview here from the County Cooperative Extension Service. It explains how they help people start home food businesses. And the woman I interviewed, I mean, they apparently have a whole program trying to help people to start food businesses. So it's, you know, if you need more information about the regulations and things like that, your local county cooperative extension service. And there's a link here, you know, in the report that you could, you know, just link to make an appointment and see them. And the same with the business development centers. Make an appointment and see those people. They should know that you're trying to start a business here, so that they know you personally and what's involved. And I think you already have another little small business there, so they may already be aware of you and what is what's available. I'm also going to send you an ebook. It's a video ebook. These are other sources that, you know, I can inundate you with a gazillion sources. What I'm trying to do in the report here is show you the best places to start, the most hopeful places, you know, that would have money and grants for you. But here's an ebook that gives you, it's the best places for getting free money for any kind of business. And you'll see other sources that may be helpful later on as you grow your business. Now, the other thing I want to make sure you're aware of is crowdfunding money. Man, I think this is the neatest thing since sliced bread. This is a way to get money on the internet from the crowds. I mean, I can't believe it. I mean, and it's growing. It's like still growing 50-25% a year. It's just exponential growth. And right now, even like for artists, you know, crowdfunding money for artists, they give out more money just in one website. The big one is called Kickstarter. They give out more money to artists than the National Endowment of the Arts. Wow. That's right. And it's all money you don't have to pay back. Yeah. And that's why I think your product is sort of, you know, really almost ideal for this in a way, because you want to make it. So if you, and it costs you nothing to do this, that's the important thing. You know, when you do a crowdfunding, absolutely nothing, just your time, you know, and figuring it out. So what all you have to do is like have a sample, you know. And so let's say you needed $25,000 to do your first batch of dog food. Okay, you go on a crowdfunding site and say, okay, this is what I need. I need you guys to order this, you know, and if I get enough orders that come with 25,000 bucks or whatever it is, then I'll go into production and we'll have it and you'll get it 6 months from now. Whew. Yeah. Now, when would you walk into a store and buy something, give them money, and come back 6 months later for it? Never. People do this on crowdfunding. It's nuts, so they do it. Yeah, there's no credit check on you. There's nothing. It's just your smiling face. And you ask for money. I mean, it's amazing to me, you know, that people do this, and it's just a boom. And that's why it takes, there's no middleman, it's no nothing. And see, the greatest thing about crowdfunding, and not only is it easier, you're not filling out applications, they're not filling out financial statements, they don't know, they just say, you just have to promise you're going to do it. And if you don't do it, then, you know, then there's probably an issue there. But that really happens. It's amazing. This has been around for 5-6 years already. And I hardly hear ever of people not fulfilling what they did, or they get all the money back. Yeah. And there's thousands of websites, you know, that are out there that do this. I went on Kickstarter, looked at the dog food sites. Look at all these things. You know, Petwell Foods, convenient, healthy, totally grain-free, launching allergy-sensitive dog treats. You know, Paw Sensible Neutral, we're the dog's best friend. These are, you know, doggy cake. You know, all these dog food items that are on these crowdfunding sites, you know, that are there. They ran about 20 of them. I'm sure there's 50 to 100 of these things. So, I mean, even though, competition to me, when you see that, that just proves there's a market. If nobody was doing it, geez, you know, maybe there's a reason nobody's doing it. But so that encourages you, in my mind, that it's being done. Again, this is something that costs absolutely nothing to try, no credit checks. You know, I'm going to send you another video ebook of 11 reasons crowdfunding is better than government grants. Everybody's going through government grants. You know, you can make a career out of doing that sometimes. That's why what I'm giving you is the easy places to check, see if there's something easy, the local or whatever, that before you and that you could take advantage of, you know, to get the things done. But crowdfunding, you definitely can do. Whether you get it or not, it doesn't, you know, we don't really know until you try. But about 50-60% of the people who try get it. You know, that's a high percent. People, they don't have that kind of percentage of people who apply for grants, to tell you the truth. So that one book of 11 reasons why crowdfunding is better than government grants. And also we have a database of about 700 people who've used crowdfunding to finance their business. And you can look at that database. It's bigdatalesco.com/videos. And all these links are on the report that I'll send you along with the video. And there's 700 successful. You watch them. I mean, you can spend a career watching 700 videos too, so you may not want to do that. But maybe look for some food ones or whatever. And another video ebook I'm going to show you is a report that shows women are 100% more successful at crowdfunding than men. Right. Amazing. This is the first time we have equality. Our women are beating the pants off of men in business. And that's in crowdfunding. See, if you're looking for venture capital in this country, then they're fat cats to invest in your company. That's how most people do it. You know, and 95% of the venture capitalists in this country are men. So when they go out looking for money to invest in other companies, guess what happens? 95% of the money go to men, right? Now, in crowdfunding money, see, what's neat about crowdfunding money is 45% of the people who give money. See, crowdfunding is you're going on the internet and, you know, lots of people. You have to bust your butt, you know, to tell people about your crowdfunding campaign. But, you know, it's people all over the world who say, hey, that's neat. And 45% of them are women. See? So that's why women are outperforming, because women seem to want to invest in women projects. And even that's in high technology. Actually, women outperform men in every category, whether it's arts or food or whatever. But in high tech businesses, they get 100% more. And that's why, you know, you don't think of women in high tech that much, you know. But they're kicking the pants off of men in that. So that's what's neat about crowdfunding. And I'll send you that video report too. It's a video ebook. So there's a book that you have to be hooked up to the internet to read. And that's all the ebooks I'm going to send you are like that. Now, the other thing you should know about, because you really need money, and if grants don't work out, is non-traditional loans. These are loans that are not from, you know, New York bankers and stuff like that. You know, I mean, those banks to me are typically for people who don't need money. They want to lend money to people who don't need it. They're so rich they don't need it. These are organizations actually that get money if people really need it, and they do it cheaper. Yeah, that's the other thing. And it's easier. There's less bureaucratic nonsense and all this kind of stuff. Like here, I don't know, Kiva. Kiva is something that started overseas in underdeveloped countries for them to start businesses, you know, at 0% interest loans. That's right, 0%. Now, it's in the U.S. too. So that's one there. Now here, community developed financial institutions. You know, actually, Starbucks is getting them to give more money to small businesses like you. So these community developments are like nonprofit organizations. Some are for profit that are looking to help communities. They're not in it to, you know, make a lot of money for investors. And see, that's what happens. You know, everybody's making money, you know, for somebody else, and they got to squeeze as every dollar out of you as possible. When they're there just for the client and get it as cheap as possible, like these community development financial institutions, man, yeah, that's a better deal all around. Now, ACCION, that's a big nonprofit that does this kind of thing. Community Source Capital, these are websites. Community Source Capital is a website, a crowdfunding website, where you put it on and people in the community say, hey, you're a good thing, yeah? So now you don't have to go to the bank and a middleman. The community puts it in and you give a little percent and they feel they're helping you in the community. See, so people are using these kinds of things. Crowdfunding for loans and everything is growing fantastically. The banks are worried now because they're losing their business to somebody's doing it easier, better, faster, cheaper. ZipCap, this is a new interesting. If you have, actually it may not work for you right now because you don't have customers. Customers, all they have to, they'll get you money at a real low interest loan if you just have customers to say, yeah, well, this is a great thing. So you get enough customers say, yeah, we'll buy this for another year, don't worry. Then they give you a loan through the customer, see? And that's what, so there's so many different ways. It's not through your credit rating or all that kind of financial stuff. It's real stuff. Here's another one called Invest Next Door. This is how to get money. It's a platform. See, all these things are run by just online. And that's what's happening. Like, I don't know if you heard of Uber and Airbnb. These are companies. Like, Uber is a car company. They're worth more than Avis and Hertz together. And they've only been around 5 years, you know. And all they have is a website. They don't even own a car. No people, but they're making entrepreneurs out of millions of other people. And that's what's cool. CommunitySourceCapital.com. It's another way of, like that. CommunityFunding.com. These are low business loans. The two big ones, Lending Club and Prosper, people use for anything, paying off their credit cards, stuff like that too, because it's a lot cheaper, that money, than anywhere else. And they work with businesses too. And see, it's easier. I mean, they've got this down a lot better than, you know, they don't have to pay for, you know, the executive vice president of so-and-so and things like that. And then I have here a short thing if you're interested in an SBA loan and the best way to get that. And there's step-by-step procedure for that. Now, the last thing I want to cover is, you know, to think, see, to me, as an entrepreneur, the most important thing is doing it. You know, how you do it, to me, yeah, that's a detail. If you have a product and trying to get it to something or to someone or whatever, it's how to do it is complicated. But the end result, that's the important thing. And the end result, to me, is educating or helping a customer and help, you know, that helps yourself and provides a living to do something you think is important to do. Okay, so let's take your case. It's you want to cook and, you know, so have food and to me, okay, that's great, yeah. But now, as you know already, that there's complications in that. You know, you have to make sure you're licensed, all this kind of stuff. But to me, another way to maybe get into the same business as a first step that will not cost you anything, just think if you did like an ebook on how to make your dog food yourself at home. So you did an ebook that was step by step on how to do it, or you did a video on how to do this. Wow! So I'm sure people are going to save money instead of going it down, and you know, there's so many benefits of doing this. But more importantly, you have a product, you know, that you could sell. Because see, products like that can be sold in customary ways now are so much easier. Before, if you had a book, you had a right, probably go to New York, write a book, you know, and get a publisher and try to get in bookstores and things like that. Oh, no. You just spend a couple weekends or whatever it takes you to write that book, put it online, and you could be in the biggest shopping malls in the world. You could be in Amazon for nothing. I said, you could be in Etsy, E-T-S-Y, a book on nothing. Yeah, I mean, I looked there, here. I don't know if you see this. There's a dog book they have in Etsy. Look at the books they have in Amazon. See, you could do those and just put them on. See, you don't have to print them and have a garage full. Yeah, you just have one and you ship it by computer. Yeah, or Fiverr. That's another one. I sell books on Fiverr, man. Because see, all these websites, traffic, that's like being in a mall. So if you had a little business, like say maybe you had a dog food store and you were out somewhere, just a store, well, people have to come to you, right? But if your store was in the mall, people are coming to the mall all the time, right? That's why it's so expensive to be in the mall. So that's why being on Etsy, Fiverr, Amazon, things like that, you know, that's a mall. People are coming there all the time looking for stuff, right? And if you're there, maybe it's your stuff, you know? So that's why it helps with marketing so much, you know? And see, the other way too with videos, not only that, there's other places for videos that are like malls that way for video. There's something called Udemy. I have some programs up there. So I teach people things, you know, and these are courses that you could do. You could do a little video or just audio or something, put them together, and the platforms take care of everything. You don't have to worry about accounting. You don't have to worry about nothing except doing the product, something you really like to do. And see, that's what's so neat about what's going on. The platforms take care of all the, you know, the pain in the ass, but stuff of running a business. See, they do it all. In fact, the market, they know. And see, another interesting thing to me about this is doing this way, you will learn about people who want this kind of food product because you're going to tell them how to make it, right? And so when you do that, then you're going to get feedback on what's good and bad about it, what to do better or whatever. You're actually going to develop intelligence about the product, you know, while you're making money, showing people how to make it themselves, you know, without you, see? And then you don't have the hassle or the money or all that kind of thing for anything else. And you could do that with Kickstarter too. See, that would be another way to do it. Say, okay, I'm going to have this book or video. I need people. And you'll be the first to get this at a discount price. I'm going to sell $59. You get it for $14 or whatever. Yeah, and see, the margins on anything electronic, it's not like a bag of food, you know what it's going to cost. You know, an electronic, the first one costs something, and the next ones are free, so it doesn't matter. That's what's so neat about the margin. And the other thing about all this kind of stuff on the internet, there's so much technical help out there for free. I mean, if you don't know much about the internet, you don't know much about any of this kind of stuff, man. Like, you can go to your local library. I'm sure librarians that will help you set up an SD site for free. I mean, I help a lot of librarians. You know, I'm actually selling question mark suits and giving the money to libraries. You know, because that's what they do. Or actually, see, there's couple websites that are great. Fiverr, Upwork, and Elance I use a lot for any kind of technical help. You don't know how to do a website? Well, man, actually, if you want to do a website, you know, first of all, if you use SD, Amazon, and Fiverr, you don't have to have a website. You just put it on theirs. No. And you just upload it, and there's instructions and whatever. And if you have trouble doing it, you can go to Fiverr and find somebody for $5 who will figure it out for you because they've done it a million times. Yeah? It's like that for anything. And that's what's so neat about doing anything nowadays. You know, anybody could do it. And all whatever the expertise is very inexpensive nowadays because people all over the world have learned how to use the internet. Yeah. And so instead of paying some hotshot consultant $1,000 a day in New York, you get somebody in Bangalore for $22. You know, it's just as competent for what you need. And it's wonderful. I use that all over. I have a copy of Essie. Also, I have a video here of a woman who did a business like you. I mean, she had a, and what was interesting to me, that's what she is. She trains people how to like cook cheese, make their own cheese. Yeah. But she has made an industry out of it. I mean, she does cheese making parties and stuff like that. You know, classes, group activities, like at companies, you know, for, you know, people bonding together instead of going outward bound, they get together and make something, you know, so one make together, make food, dog food together, something like that. So there's just so many ways to do things in life, you know, and that's why we have, you know, in our mind, one particular way of doing things and wow, we don't know the right way. And the older I get, the more I know that I don't know anything is what I don't know anything. There's just too many ways. And it's changing. Everything is changing so different. Everything I learned that works doesn't work anymore. So it's silly. And the problem with aging is that you think, you know, you were good at it, so it worked. No, it doesn't work anymore. So it's so hard to forget something that you were good at and worked. And now nobody knows it works. That's why I think experts are a big problem. You know, be careful hiring experts or whatever. Even me, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. How can I tell you what you're doing? I can tell you what I know and what I see and what options there are to maybe help you, but I don't know the answer. You know, and that's why it's really in you. You have to find it. And to me, the only way to find it is you try things, and you try as many things. You don't keep doing the same thing. And the important thing, too, I think, is to try without money, because there's so many options to do way to do things without money. And the more you try things without using money, the more you can do, because you don't know what works and what it is. You have to stay in the game long enough. Because just think, if you get $25,000 and it bombs, now you're in debt $25,000. So you'll probably never do anything like this again in your life. But if you're clever enough, you know, to find a way that doesn't put that kind of risk, you know, that you need. And that's the way I think to succeed nowadays, because nobody knows what works. I mean, we see other people that are successful. Oh boy, they know what's it. No, they got lucky and found out for themselves and probably tried 1,000 things. And what will work for you is different than what will work for me. You know, we're all so different. We have different talents and skills and whatever. And that's why if the desire comes from you inside, then you're going to make that happen more. If I tell you something, oh, this is going to work, and it doesn't, you just call me an idiot and go on with life. But if you think something will work and you try that, man, you'll learn from the failure. And that's what's important. Anything we do now is like learning to walk all over again. We got to fall down a whole bunch of times before we get that straight. So let me know how it goes, and complicated, I'll talk to you soon. Thanks.